Welcome back, Wisconsin. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about the lurker in the bushes that was a threat to the former MAGA president's life this past Sunday, and what Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have had to say about it. Here's the bottom line to me. In a democracy, we can do two things at the same time. We can criticize the policies and political positions of our opponents. We can do so legally and peacefully. We can even use big words and big language. And we can simultaneously condemn and prosecute violent criminal activity. Donald Trump does neither of those things. Okay? Not either of them. He condemns anyone who speaks against him as criminal. And he says that anyone who does anything in support of him, whether it's illegal or not, whether it's violent or not, totally legitimate. The difference is not actually the rule of law. The difference is whether or not it works to increase Donald Trump's power. If you increase his power, you're legitimate, whether what you're doing is criminal or violent. If you oppose him, you're illegal, you're a criminal, and you need to be dispensed with by any means necessary. That is the meaning of everything that Donald Trump says every day. That is not democracy. And it's not democracy if you call yourself a Republican, a conservative, or a Democrat, or an independent, or a Green Party person, or a whatever. The impulse that Donald Trump has to stop political opponents or to stop people from accurately describing what he's doing is the threat to democracy. He is an unserious man trying to get the most serious job on the planet, and he is doing so by posing a serious threat to each and every single one of us.
He's not running for the presidency, and he's running to stay at a prison. Of course, yes. It's about Donald Trump. It's not about service to the country or upholding the Constitution. It's about saving Donald Trump's ass. And thankfully, nothing happened in this last quote-unquote attempt, the lurker attempt. So maybe we could just get past all the thoughts and prayers and go right to how did a felon get a firearm? You want to have those conversations?
Let's talk about that.
Now we have the time. No one got hurt. Let's do that now. No, now is the time. Now is the time. Has any Republican brought it up?
No.
How did a felon get a hold of a semi-automatic weapon?
And here's the other thing. Not only is his approach making it impossible for us to have the real policy discussions, how do we protect our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which rely on safety and reasonable gun regulations? We're not talking about that. We're talking about this garbage. And the difference between Dom and I and others who dare to criticize Donald Trump is that the things that we say are true. The things that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump say are not. That matters. Trump did really mount a violent coup. He really did try to subvert and interrupt the peaceful transition of power. He did, his family members did accept bribes while they were working in the White House. He was helped into power by Russian espionage activity. And oh yes, we're going to listen to J.D. Vance admit that he did actually make up stuff for political advantage. Let's listen to J.D. Vance admit that very thing.
The American media totally ignored this stuff until Donald Trump and I started talking about cat memes. If I have to,
create stories
the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do, Dana, because you guys are completely letting Kamala Harris coast.
We don't need to listen to anymore. He just, the candidate for the vice presidency of the United States says, if I need to lie to serve my political ends, I'm going to go ahead and do so. That's what we're dealing with. Annie from Watertown, what do you have to say?
Oh,
So what did he do wrong? He's got a great defense. He was maybe there to protect the president, huh? Okay, he had a little gun. He's a felon, but really, everybody's allowed to have a gun, and he didn't shoot at him. So, gee, what's the problem?
No harm, no foul, I guess.
Right, everybody gets a gun. We don't care about any of those red flag laws.
It's Florida.
Yeah, it's Florida. Thanks so much, Annie from Watertown. Catherine from Madison, what do you have to say?
Hi, guys. I got a quick question. Vance admitted that they're lying about this stuff in Springfield. So can't somebody bring a lawsuit against that for libel and a cease and desist or something? That's a legal question. I'm just wondering.
So I'll tell you the answer to this, Catherine. I was an assistant city attorney for the city of Milwaukee. I was Milwaukee County's chief corporation counsel. If I was the legal advisor to the chief executive officers, the mayor or the county executive, that has Springfield, Ohio in its jurisdiction, I would be talking to the chief legal officer of my jurisdiction and saying, yeah, we're spending tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to defend our schools, to investigate these bomb threats. Let's go sue Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. I would be all over it. Let's go see the rule of law in action. Thank you, Catherine. Ken Baum from Dailyville, what do you have to say?
I'm a complete opponent of Donald Trump, but I am terrified that he might come to harm because I think the only chance MAGA has to get J.D. Vance into the White House is if he rides on the back of a Donald Trump martyrdom. So we got to make sure he's safe.
I could not agree with you more,
yes.
Ken. I sent a text message to a number of my conservative friends when I saw the news alert. I condemned the lurker in the bushes. I said, the Secret Service, and if I was Joe Biden and if I was Kamala Harris, I would be unequivocal. Dear acting director of Secret Service, your job, forget me. Make sure this guy is safe. Spare no expense. I want Donald Trump alive and well on November 5th. And until his terrible health and obesity takes him off the planet, I want him healthy and protected maximally by the Secret Service.
Absolutely. I totally agree. No harm should come to this man. He has to stand trial next year.
Yeah, no kidding. Just a little, in case you forgot this, what just happened is not unprecedented. Gerald Ford had two assassination attempts inside of 3 weeks. But he didn't blame his opponents for those attempts on his life. He didn't blame America or the courts or immigrants or anybody else.
The media? The rhetoric?
Nope, didn't do that.
No.
We deserve better, America. We deserve better, Wisconsin. And I'll give you better. You got the Dom Salvia Show coming up next. He's my friend and yours. It's been a pleasure. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me because it is always better when we stand together.